Blog Talk Radio.
Yourself in danger when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, sponsored by Night Guard Solar. Your guaranteed solar power protection against nighttime predators. Visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author, Pat Foreman. Today is Friday, April 23rd, and I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.net. That's chickenwhisperer.net. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, and visit our blog, as well as sign up for our monthly newsletter, The Chicken Scratch. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, as always, I want to invite you to join the live chicken chat that's going on right now. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button there at our homepage of Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk about backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Also want to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list there at Blog Talk Radio. Hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, sponsored by Night Guard Solar, NITEGUARD.com. Let's get on here in the chat room. The chat room is, yes, it's filling up, as it always does on Fridays. I've already got a video request. Let me get all that situated here. And we'll just go right down the chat list here. We got Bard Rock, Chicks and Ducks, etc. Hey, Nick, how's it going, buddy? We've got a couple of guests in there. Thank you very much for coming in. Hidden Acre Quail, Lonnie Carter, Love for Poultry, Patricia, Rhode Island Ruby, out on the West Coast out there in California, and the Funny Farm Woods, Tracy D., and we'll have a bunch more others joining us here in just a few minutes as they sign on. Tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It is a fun Friday. Thank you very much. We made it through another week together. Always on Fridays, it's a little bit more laid back. Have a little fun. Give away a few prizes here or there. Today we'll be giving away, if we got some time, some Purina Sunfresh recipe chicken feed. Mail you right out a free bag coupon to you. We'll have a little bit of chicken trivia, some easy chicken trivia. My chicken trivia is a lot easier than Pat's, but she loves to give you all a good challenge. Unfortunately, Pat will not be with us today. She is out of town. Y'all know she had a funeral to attend to, and she just got tied up with friends and family there, but I did talk to her. She's having a great time and want to tell her that we miss her on the radio show. She brings a lot to the show. A lot of great opinions, and but don't tell her now. Don't tell her I had my garden tilled this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And so, yes, we did till the garden. And let me tell you, I'm still going to have it tilled again because the front time tiller just was not just. We've had the same garden spot for about 8 years, and it's tilled every single year. And even with this hard Georgia clay and all of the good stuff that we add to it every year. I had and of course, my tiller, the carburetor's shot, apparently, so it's just one of those things. But and I hated to rent one, but so I found this guy on Craigslist and said he'd tow the whole thing for $30, and I couldn't even rent one for $30, let alone getting up there in the pickup and getting it back and all that kind of great stuff. So he came out, and when I saw he had a front time tiller, I was a little skeptical, but he found out real quick. He ran over it for about an hour and a half, and it just did not do the trick. He got a little bit. He might have got 3-4 inches down, but that was it. So I'm gonna have to get somebody to come in and I looked on Craigslist. I found a real nice Troy built. Man, it is beautiful, but I think it's already taken. He said he'd call me if the first 5 people he had on his list didn't show up, because it was a nice tiller, and then it was at a really great deal. So yeah, that's what we've been doing this morning. Yesterday, thank you very much for all in the chat room wishing me a happy birthday. Thank you very much for that. We did have a great birthday yesterday. I got a lot done around the house, a lot of work done, that is. Jen came home from school as soon as she could, and she actually helped me mail out a bunch of Chicken Whisperer gear yesterday. So if you're waiting on Chicken Whisperer gear, you'll probably get it soon, because it was all mailed out yesterday. And so we mailed all that out. She helped me address and stuff, labels and all that kind of good stuff. And then we went out to dinner for my birthday. We went out to a place called Fresh to Order. All right, let's try this again. How about it now, folks? I know we got some folks that have actually called in and are listening via the phone. So maybe let's see what kind of sound we got now. This is a few things that we can check on our end, but other than that, it's pretty much automatic when you're using Skype and a connection and you've got a laptop on a broadband and you've got the desktop on the DSL. So just yay, we got sound. All righty, there's always a little bit of a delay. Thank you very much, Nick, for that and the private message. Perfect. So like we were talking about earlier before we lost and had all these technical problems on this wonderful, fun Friday, someone had put in there on my Facebook page, I never thought that you would be one to pay to have your garden tilled. And so I told her, I said, this is the first time for everything. You know, for an hour and a half of tilling for $30, I couldn't have rented a tiller for that much. And I really wanted to get my plants in. I really wanted to get my plants in before the weekend's rain. I know they're having a lot of bad storms out west. They're heading this way. They're talking about thunderstorms tomorrow. So I really wanted to get the plants in this weekend before the rain. So, yes, I'm definitely not the computer whisperer. I love it. So that's why I had to get the garden tilled. Plus, we're trying to spruce up the place a little bit a week from tomorrow, a week from this Saturday. On May 1st, there's the Atlanta Chicken Coop Tour, and there's about 25 or so coops on the tour. Of course, we are one of those. So we're just trying to spruce up the place a little bit for that. But mainly, we wanted to try to get our plants in before the rains this weekend. But we got corn, we got beans, we got tomatoes, we got cucumber, cantaloupe, okra, strawberries. And I know I'm probably forgetting a couple of things. So we got all of that. And we're late planting. Someone was in the chat room saying they don't plant in Michigan until after Memorial Day. But normally down here, there's an old saying my grandpa used to say. He would say, best not plant before Good Friday. And so depending on where Easter actually falls in, it depends. But, of course, the Chicken Whisperer Tour and us just being so busy, we're actually kind of glad we're planting a little bit late this year than we normally do. Pardon me. But we are definitely looking forward to planting late. We always plant so early. So this year we're going to see maybe we can extend the garden a little bit further into fall than it normally dies down, if you will, when we plant so doggone early. So we're actually looking forward and encouraged about planting a little bit later than we normally do. So we got lots. In fact, I think we bought 8 tomatoes plants. Somebody wanted me to say that again. 8 tomato plants. And we may even have 10 because Jen wants some Brandywine tomatoes, and we couldn't find them. Lowe's was having a sale, buy one, get one free yesterday. So, again, being yesterday my birthday, we went out to dinner, had a great birthday dinner, went up to Lowe's, had to spend my birthday money on something good for Earth Day. So we decided just to go up to Lowe's and get some things for our garden, which we needed anyway. And, of course, we got a few plants for the yard, spruce it up by the mailbox and whatnot. So we've got that going on. And so I had to have somebody till the garden. And, I guess I'm a little embarrassed for that. But my tiller in the garage had carburetor problems. So I wasn't going to stroke out trying to start that sucker when somebody could come and till it for $30. But it didn't pan out that great. I'm going to have to find somebody with a rear time tiller to come and do it. So, anyway, we're going to hopefully get the plants in maybe this afternoon, maybe tomorrow morning. But speaking of tomorrow morning, we will be live tomorrow, if God willing, we're still here, and we have some non-technical issues, but we're going to be broadcasting live from the Roswell Garden Fair. The North Fulton Master Gardeners put this on every year. Last year, there were about 1,200 people that showed up. Tomorrow, based on the rain, I can't imagine them having that many, but you never know. The rain may hold off till the afternoon, but I'm going to be there. I'll arrive about 8:15. We'll get started with this radio show right here on Blog Talk Radio tomorrow, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll go from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and then from about 10:30 to 11:15, I'm going to have just a little bit of a meet and greet under the, I guess they'll call it the spectator tent, but we're going to be about a 45-minute little session, and I think I'm going to work, since a lot of these will be real folks in the urban area that may not be familiar with chickens. We're going to be, I'll probably do something on myths and misunderstandings about chickens and the advantages of chickens, about a 45-minute session there. So we'll go through the myths and misunderstandings about noise and smell and bird flu and rodents and all that kind of good stuff, educate these folks about backyard poultry, and then we'll go through all the great benefits you know, the insect control, the composting, the fertilizer, the pet aspect, the eggs, the whole nine yards. So that's what I think we're going to be doing tomorrow morning. And then, of course, after that, we're going up to see Pops up in the northeast Georgia mountains. And he wanted to take me out for dinner for my birthday. So that's what we're doing this weekend. Be good to see Dad. And then get back in and continue working around the house, getting ready for the big Atlanta chicken coop tour that's coming up on the 1st of May, a week from tomorrow. Be looking forward to that. Maybe even broadcasting live from the backyard during the coop tour on that Saturday. So we're going to be have a really good time there. Trying to think what else is going on. No, Pat's not with us, unfortunately. She had to attend a funeral, so she's with family. And I did talk to her this morning. She's sorry she can't make it. But she is having a grand old time up there with family and friends she hadn't seen in a while. So that's really good. Switching gears over here for kind of chickens in the news, just to let you know what's going on our Facebook page, facebook.com. Search for the Chicken Whisperer. Pardon me. We've got a real one that's really got some controversial comments. The title of it was "Consumers Would Lose If Egg Farmers Were Forced to Change," kind of talking about the way eggs are produced, and lots of interesting comments from that one. Very good column there you might want to read. Not very long, but very good. Let's see. We also had some lots of pictures posted. There's a crowing. This is interesting. Lisa had posted on our Facebook page last week of a little five or six week old cockerel that she has that's crowing at 5 weeks, 6 weeks. I've never seen that. That doesn't mean much, but I don't know if you've had any experience with little chicks and a little cockerel at 5, 6 weeks actually crowing or trying to learn how to crow. I haven't seen it, but maybe around 12 to 16 weeks where they actually start going through puberty and trying to crow, and it's the funniest looking thing. But thank goodness Lisa's posted video of it. She posted video, I think, last week, 7 to 10 days ago, when I guess it was 5, 6 weeks old, trying to crow, and she's got a great video of it now here on our Chicken Whisperer page at Facebook, and you just click on that little arrow, and you can see this 7-week-old rooster cockerel trying to crow. It's the funniest looking thing I've ever seen. So hopefully Tracy D in the chat room says I think she's seen it. So it's hilarious, funny looking thing. But and I've never seen that. So I guess one way, I guess she's lucky that she knows at 5, 6 weeks what's going to be a rooster, what's a cockerel, and what's a pullet if she didn't already know. So we've got that. Had a lot of people actually yesterday after the show subscribe to Back Home Magazine, and actually got one out in the mailbox yesterday. Got my new and most current subscription to Back Home Magazine. Lots of great articles. In fact, there's an article in there called Living with Broody Chickens. So I haven't read it yet, I'll admit, but lots of folks yesterday commented that they after the show, they went ahead and subscribed. So I encourage you to do that. Somebody actually put in there, they said that if Mother Earth News is a little bit too far to the left for you, then Back Home Magazine may actually be right up your alley. A lot of the same information, but just maybe not such a left slant. So that's your call. I get them both, as well as Grit Magazine and Backyard Chickens Magazine. So just because I think there's good articles in all of them. So whichever way. But that's another option for you, other than some of the others. And of course, something cute I put on there yesterday. I thought I put Happy Earth Day, everyone, and then had a link to Sesame Street, Kermit the Frog singing "It's Not Easy Being Green." Now Pat was on live today. I'd have her sing "It's Not Easy Being Green," but I'm not going to torture all of you guys by singing that. So lots and lots of great stuff on the Facebook page. That's probably the most updated place to find out news and whatnot. And it's growing like crazy, folks. I thank you very much for doing that. 2,414. We're getting probably anywhere from 20 to 50 new fans a day and about 300 a week. The Facebook page is getting about 8,000 to 10,000 hits every month. So we love it. And thank you there very much for joining us on Facebook, and we appreciate that. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. Let me go over here to the switchboard and see if we've got we sure do. Our special guest today. Fridays are supposed to be fun, and this is no exception. We'll try to, at the end of the show, give away some chicken feed for you. But and laid-back Fridays after all the special guests throughout the week. We just want to chill out and glad you're staying with us. But our special guest today really has a shocking story, and it doesn't really fall into Fun Friday because it's anything but. In fact, it's quite shocking and disturbing, but she's going to come on after the commercial break and share her story with us, which is probably going to make a lot of folks who are listening now and to the archive quite livid. So we will be back right after this break. Don't go anywhere. You're not going to want to miss the story coming up right after this short break.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at EggCartons.com or call toll-free 1-882-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Mention the coupon code WHISPER and get 10% off your entire order. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
If you're looking for a quality-made chicken coop, then look no further than Horizon Structures. When you purchase from Horizon Structures, you can rest assured that your product is produced and delivered with the highest craftsmanship through traditional value, honesty, and integrity. All chicken coops are delivered fully assembled and ready to use right away. To pick out your new Horizon Structures chicken coop, visit horizonstructures.com. That's horizonstructures.com. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
There will always be something that will love your chickens more than you. That's why I use NightGuard Solar to protect my flock. NightGuard Solar has successfully been manufacturing and selling NightGuard Solar lights for over 12 years and offers a one-year warranty and complete money-back guarantee. No waiting. NightGuard Solar will be shipped within 48 hours of your order. Order your NightGuard Solar lights today at NightGuard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All right, thank you very much for joining us today. It is now time to go to the phone lines for our hatchery special of the day because it is Friday. And I believe we're going to have, let me see here, there we go. Peach, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Andy.
How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Did you survive the storms?
I did. And boy, we got a lot of rain down here. Making up for all the rain that we missed out on the past 2 years, I guess. It all
yep,
came at once.
Unfortunately, it has to come at once, and it has to come in the form of tornadoes. Did you have any severe weather?
Well, we have a little bit more hills, you know, surrounding our immediate area, but I guess some people, more north definitely experienced a lot of that.
Yeah, and it's kind of heading this way. I think they said around Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and maybe even some of East Texas today, Kansas, Ohio, kind of getting some real severe storms, maybe some tornadoes, and that's supposed to roll into our way tomorrow. I'm hoping that it will wait until mid to late afternoon so I can get finished with the show in the morning and the workshop tomorrow I'm doing at the Roswell Garden Fair. And if it comes in late tomorrow afternoon, that's fine with me because my plants will need the rain.
absolutely. It gives them a really good start. Hopefully it holds back a little bit for you, Andy. I'll keep
my hopefully. Yeah, we need all this pollen to wash away, too. The pollen here is absolutely horrible. So, anyway, I see what today's Chicken Whisperer special is, and I love it. So glad that we have this on special today. Why don't you tell us about it?
Okay, I sure will. This is, of course, a great product line that we have. It's the Mealworm. It's the Happy Hen Treats, part of the Happy Hen Treats line, and that would include, of course, all of our products that fall under that. That would be the Mealworm Frenzy, the small and large sizes, as well as the Sunflower Sensation, and then we also have the Treat Balls. So any of those products that your listeners would like to call in and order today, they can save 20% by, of course, putting the word Whisper into the key code. So, or they can call us on the phone, as always, at 800-531-1097 and just mention the Chicken Whisper, and we'll fix them right up.
Yeah, that's a great deal. I've actually had it. I've gone through a big tub of the Mealworm Frenzy, 10,000 mealworms in that tub. And also I've gone through the Mealworm Frenzy, the bag that we see with the bag. It's got about 3,250, it says here. And the Sunflower Sensation as well. All the chickens loved it. And I don't have the Treat Ball yet, but that's interesting. You can put like a whole cabbage or a whole head of lettuce in that Treat Ball and hang it out in your run, and it has a little bell on it, so you know exactly when your chickens are munching away at the cabbage or whatever you treat you put in that holder. So that's definitely cool. And, of course, they love the mealworms, and what a great source of protein, and what a great treat for your chickens. So 20% off, you can't beat that. And I don't think that deal is offered anywhere, no matter who carries these. So that's a unique special. So glad it's on the show today. Chicken Whisperer special, folks, randallburkey.com. And the mealworm, 20% off. Any of the products you see there, just go to randallburkey.com, click on the Chicken Whisperer logo down at the bottom of the page, and then type in the key code Whisper when you're ordering, or if you call in, just mention key code Whisper, and you'll get 20% off, which is unheard of because I know lots of folks carry these. This is, I know, specific in your product. A lot of folks carry them, so you're not going to find that deal anywhere else but right at randallburkey.com. So, Peach, I appreciate that. That's exciting. I love these products.
Excellent, Andy. Well, thanks a whole lot for having me.
No problem, man.
Fun.
And you have a great weekend, and enjoy this nice weather. Hopefully it'll warm up out there, and you'll have a nice weekend.
Absolutely. Well, thanks a lot, Andy, and best of luck at your workshop.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
What a great deal, because I know you can't find those anywhere. I've personally used those. They're great. The chickens love them. And 20% off, I think the big tub of mealworms, you get about 10,000 in that tub. I think it's about $35. I just took it off my screen. So a savings of 20%, that's like $7 off, which makes it a lot more affordable. But try them out. See if you like them and save 20% at the same time. RandallBurkey.com. Just search for down at the bottom. Click on the Chicken Whisperer logo. And you'll see the hatchery special of the day. All righty, going to the next phone line here. And this is, even though it's supposed to be, like I said, Fun Friday, we have a very touching, really disturbing story that we want to talk to you about, more shocking than anything else. And our guest today is Linda. And when Linda, welcome to the show, first off.
Thank you very much.
When I was notified about your story and read through it, it was very, very shocking to me as well. Talked to Pat about her on the phone today when she was calling in, said she wasn't going to be able to make it, and I told her what was going on and who we were having on, and she said, you know, even just to hear about it is quite disturbing and shocking. So yeah, it was
22 years we've been here, and never an incident. And, you know, there was $1,000 saddles in there. There was things that someone could, if they were going to rob, they went right for the birds. They went, and I swear, this is the third bird show I didn't get to, and now I'm really not getting to. There's just this cloud for me ever getting to a show with these beautiful birds. They were and washed and blow-dried, absolutely gorgeous. All my silkies, all my beautiful hens, they took my beautiful white rooster and his five hens. They took four splash hens that were, nobody in the East Coast had these birds. The top knots on these silkies were unbelievable. you know, it's just something you've worked on. I just love. I was shocked. I walk out there. I see my horse gate open. I look at my barn doors. They're open. I thought my husband hasn't been out here. I open up my incubator room. All my chicks are stolen. I you know, it's something you just can't fathom. Who would risk? And then what if I went out there? Would they have killed me over chickens at midnight Sunday night? You know, it's a very scary world. I am shocked. You know, we live in a quiet little town.
Let's start at the beginning because we're already getting some really comments like, you know, hey, that's sad. Oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. That's terrible. Somebody. So kind of start off with the beginning. First, tell us your website and kind of what you do, and then kind of tell us the so we can kind of picture it since this is radio, kind of the layout, and then actually what happened. And kind of, you know, when, what day and what time you found that all these chickens were stolen, how many they stole, and the breeds and varieties, because it just, again, it's an important story we want to get out there about how brave some people are, how far they had to get off the main road to get into your barn, the time it took to take all of your prized chickens. This is horrible. So kind of start from the beginning with the day that it occurred. Well, first, give us your website so we can all visit that, number one, and then number two, kind of tell us about yourself, what you do and with your chickens and whatnot, and then tell us kind of start from the beginning about when you found them and what all was taken.
It was Sunday night at around midnight, I'm assuming, because the neighbor across the street said she saw this truck come in here, and it was, you know, out-of-state license plates, and it was a weird, you know, situation that's not – we're on a dead-end street. And, you know, so – nobody had called me that night. My Rottweiler was barking and barking, and we were so exhausted. My husband works for the power company, and he got called out to help the tornadoes out in Pennsylvania. And I have rheumatoid arthritis, so I was dead. And I, you know, I just was like, ugh. And all these people have dogs in the neighborhood. Imagine I'm in a neighborhood where I'm in a development, and I kind of own everybody's backyard. So the farm is a 9.5 acre in the back, and there's a lane that's about to, you know, at least a half mile, and nobody knows this lane. It looks like it's nowhere. And I designed it like that so nobody knows how to get in my farm because the barn's so far from the house. You know, and over the years, never would I have thought that anybody would have come here in the night and did this to me. So Monday morning, I go out like I normally do in the morning. It's around 9 o'clock, and I see my horse, the gate to the driveway open. I'm like, I remember locking that last night. And then I open up my barn doors, and I see my incubator room open, and that's never open. It's heated in there. And I open the door, and I'm thinking, you know, bear, raccoon, like how could something open up all these doors, and all my birds are gone. Then I went running for the show birds, and they clean me out, and I am lit up out here. I have big street lights at all my barns. The Amish men built me the most beautiful chicken barns. I think they were actually on the front page of Backyard Chicken one time. But anyway, the birds were kept in these beautiful barns, and all the doors were wide open. They went through and picked and chose all the show birds. All the hens were with no roosters because they were getting ready for the show. So those guys were in one pen. It was two white hens in that pen, four splash, unbelievable splash hens, four partridge that were just, you know, the top knots on these birds were.
Linda, if you could just speak a little bit louder or closer to the phone. We had a little bit of a low volume there, and people
okay.
are really kind of hanging on every word you say because it's just shocking. So if you can speak up just a little bit to increase your volume, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, is that better?
Yes, better.
Okay. They took two hens, and one was, you know, unbelievable for the show ring. She was ready. A white silky, about 9 months old. Then they took four splash hens that were unbelievable, just about a year old. They took my partridge rooster, about 5 months old, my blue rooster, about almost 5.5 months old. They took three more white hens that were with the rooster, and I know he gave him a little grief because his feathers were everywhere. He was a little tough rooster, but he was a good silky rooster. You know, he was the best. So they got all the show birds. They got my roosters. Then they went through the big barn and didn't go for certain types. They don't like blacks, I guess, because they didn't steal my black silkies. Then they went out, and I have another paddock with another barn in it, and they went through, but they didn't want the buffs. They left them, or that it was so dark, there is no lighting back there, they couldn't see them because, you know, silkies sleep on the ground. So these guys were probably in the shavings in the corner, and they didn't see them. It looks empty because I empty my barns out at least twice a year, let no bird in there, and then I go in there and oxy in the place, and I do, you know, Tektrol and everything to keep them clean, and then I bring the birds back. And that's why these other showbirds were in the big barn. They weren't out there yet. But I am just, I have peacocks here. I have been in the bird business over 20 years, and I never get on these, you know, websites, and I don't have time. You know, these people are fighting all the time on these websites, and, you know, I just don't have time for that. I love my birds. I just can't believe it's happened to me, and I thought, you know, if anybody sees these remarkable silkies, because they really were, you know, my website is www.dreamsdocometruefarm.webs.com. I know it's a long thing, but I, you know, you could. You
okay, I've got www.dreamsdocometruefarms.webs.com.
It's farm.webs.com.
Okay. Web.
Webs, it's a weird, it's a free website, so it's
W-E-B-S, webs?
Yep, .com.
.com, okay, I was typing it in the chat room, so we could actually go to it. Let's see if it comes up here, if I type it in correctly.
And you'll see, in my chicks, the one partridge, did I tell you they stole my four partridge hens, too? They were, I'm so sick. These were my babies, you know, I mean, I would go out there, and the lady that did the NPIP on me and the AI, she goes, Linda, if my farms were like this, your chickens run to you. I've never seen, I mean, my turkeys, I have red bourbon turkeys. When I go out there, I'm going, girls, everybody comes running to me, and they let you pet them. They sit down. They think I'm the rooster. It's hysterical. They're my therapy, you know. I'm disabled. I have these terrible diseases, and then this happens to me. I can't tell you.
So how many chickens total? When you were going through the list, it sounded like about 15 or 20?
Adults, and then they stole 10 three-month-old blues that were just beautiful, another white. They stole probably around 20 or 30 baby chicks that were only about 2 weeks old. And they picked and choose, because I still have like 37. They actually picked the vaulted blue skulls and the vaulted white skull white. So whoever it is knows what they're doing, knows what they're looking at. You know, I'd really.
So we're talking over 50 chickens that were stolen.
Yep. And went through like they owned the place. I'm so upset because my Rottweiler tried to tell me, and we were too tired to get out there. I tell you, I am so upset. Because we have neighbors with dogs. Everybody's got these little barking dogs, you know, and they all start up at one time. And it's, you know, my peacocks didn't go haywire, which they're the best little guard dogs, you know, and they weren't going crazy. So whoever it is knew exactly how to come in here, that they were a bird person, not to upset the peacocks, because they're really right now, they're in full, you know, testosterone level, and they let me know. If somebody walks in, those birds go nuts, and I have lots of peacocks. So for them to rampage through here, they knew exactly what they were doing.
So they, I was going to say, it sounds like we got some comments in the chat room that says, you know, they either have been there and bought from you before,
yep.
Or they've come to look before, or
right.
And obviously they're on the show scene, or maybe they just, if they came out and looked, they knew which ones were more valuable or which ones were the show birds. But
right.
It sounds to me like they may know. Have that education as far as birds, know which, like you were saying, they knew exactly what to take. They took some others, the more exotic ones.
They took my little double-tufted Araucana white baby. You know how many chicks it takes to hatch to get those little bantam Araucana rumpless, tufted, solid white, and I had another BBR double-tufted and a one hen that was beautiful. She actually looked like she was going to be a red. And one tuft was beautiful, big, and the other one was really small, but they all carried a gene, and they stole those two. I forgot my babies. And those are projects. You know, you hatch a million babies out to get them. Oh, I tell you, it's very sad. Very sad.
So, I don't know. Like I said, if that happened to me, I don't know if I would call the police or not.
Oh,
I
called the police. And everyone that comes on my farm, Andy, I make them fill out an address and a phone number. just because you never know, kind of like real estate, who's coming on your property. Anyone that's purchased from me, they get it. I give them a complete list of health issues with these birds. I give them how to worm them, how to, I mean, it's a real, you buy from me, it's really knowledgeable information that I've had over years. And I love it. I love kids at 4-H. I want to help people. It's my therapy, you know. I've even lent my GQF incubator out to people. I just want people to love them and take care of them, and I just think it's so much fun. And then this, you know. But I did give the police everybody that's been here, and, you know, people are already getting mad at me, but the police are actually going to places and checking it out. Whether they know what the birds look like, you know, I don't know. But the police are on it. They have. I've had one guy already call me and yell at me that I can't believe he thought it was me. I said, I don't think it's anybody. I just gave the police everybody's name and address. And they are doing something, so I'm really excited.
That's good. They're taking it seriously. And, of course, you said your neighbor saw a truck without estate tags, which may make it difficult. But, you know, if obviously you'll try to hit all the local chicken shows to see if something looks suspicious, or if you see, you know, your own birds there, then
right.
Obviously that would ring a bell. But, I mean, if they're out of state, you just have no idea. And then there's Craigslist. They could probably unload them real quick on Craigslist. And maybe that's a good idea for you to, you know, post on Craigslist, you know, the following birds were stolen. I don't know, because that's tough, unless they were, you know, if they had a band on them. But then now they can take the bands off,
yeah,
even if they were banned.
Yeah,
so that's irrelevant.
Yeah, wing-band them. So, you know, it's very sad, you know. I don't know what this world's coming to, but I just can't even imagine somebody brazen enough to come. I mean, what if I went out there? Would they have killed me over a chicken? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I am still in shock, Andy. We live in a cute little town. Never, ever would I have ever thought that going out to my barn at midnight, I could see some hoodlums back there stealing my birds. I'm still shocked. I'm totally devastated. I just can't believe it.
Yeah, that's absolutely horrible. We can't either. And anybody in the chat room just said it's horrible. And
my husband, he was here all day raking out all my peacock pens. He's like, I don't know what to do, honey. I don't know how to help you. I'm like, I don't either, Bob. Who would have done this? Who would have done this? You know, I mean, you know how long it takes Andy to hatch these guys and raise them up and take care of them and keep them clean and beautiful. And they just love you. They love to see you. I mean, everyone that came to this farm, I called the state up, and she was great. Lisa said, I'm alerting every agent out there, every NPIP agent to look, and she knows what my birds look like. She comes here all the time. And she said to me, Linda, your birds are absolutely, from Oregon to New Jersey, I think you have one of the nicest silky groups I've ever seen in my life. You know, and I guess somebody else thought that too, huh?
Amazing. And, you know, this is probably sad, but it may be true that as the backyard poultry population across America grows, and as the increase in these folks also showing poultry at some of these shows, and they're spending a lot of time breeding and experimenting with breeds and getting these show birds and spending a lot of time, that like with anything, there's going to be people that are going to steal because I guess they're just too lazy to work for what they want or whatever the case may be, and they'll just go and steal these. And I guess since some people are starting to see the movement grow tremendously,
prices on Eggbit, could you see the prices? Those little splash girls, were they crazy? These people would have paid probably $1,000 for these hens. That's how beautiful they were. And, you know, I can't even tell you.
Right.
If you look at my website, you could see, I didn't take recent of how beautiful they were, because those pictures were about, I guess, 4 months ago, you know. But you could see the type birds and how beautiful their top knots and just how beautiful they were. It's just really sad, Andy. I'll probably never see them again. And I just...
Go ahead.
Whoever has them takes care of them.
Yeah, it's totally, totally amazing. How far off the road do they have to get down to your barn?
It's basically there's a main road, and then you pull off into this dead end street, and then to the left is a driveway that you go down, and it looks like it's not a driveway, and I designed it to be like that, so nobody knows how to come up. I designed this driveway only for fire trucks in case, God forbid, my barn caught on fire, and, you know, for deliveries. And my delivery guys are wonderful. I've been with them 22 years. I know them. They know when I call my voice on the phone. These are wonderful people. You know, whoever this is like I said, somebody who's been here before, either purchased or just looked, you know. So now, you know, you got to go and get video cameras for night vision, and now you got to buy, you know, I mean, I can't even tell you how much money I'm spending now to, you know, secure the place. How scary is that? 22 years. Never.
Yeah.
You
know, I've tried at my place, you know, to get a motion sensor at, like, the end of the driveway. The problem with that is the ones that I've used before, tried, the wind blows or a cat goes by.
No, you got to get the MERS. This thing only does metal. I just got it. It'll be here. It only does metal, and it's called a MURS. I will actually send you the site I just got it from on your email. And it's wonderful. It only does metal, so you won't get birds or horses because I have other animals here. And I said, oh, that would just drive us nuts at night. And it's just,
exactly.
You know, and then what I did is installed motion detectors with cameras in the barn. So that way, you know, even if the cats go, it records, but if you get a 5 gigabyte DVR unit, you can keep recording for a year. And it will actually alert you and tell you something else is in your barn because it does a higher, you know, where the cats are down below, it does a little higher. But, you know, it's insane. I have to spend all this money to
see what
I've left.
And then don't forget to add about $350 for a good 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Yeah, that's in there too now. I said to my husband, look, Bob, what if they went to kill me over chickens? I mean, what if I was – I mean, I do go out. Right now it's breeding season for all my peacocks, and they call me the midnight farmer because I check them every night. And that I was just – my husband wasn't home for 3 days. I did everything by myself. And I'm not well, so it really, I had to go to bed. And when you hit the sack, you're gone, you know. So that's what happened. Sunday night, 12 o'clock, everyone's ready for work the next morning. They were cunning, whoever they were.
Yeah, horrible. Well, let me get your website one more time because it didn't open up, and I wanted to at least post that so people could visit and send you some notes that we're thinking about you and things like that. So
www.dreamsdocometruefarm.webs.com.
Okay, did note for me. So www.dreams with an S, do come true farm.webs.com. Perfect. Got it. Okay. Hopefully that'll be a good connect there. And again, thank you for sharing your story with me. And I know you're in New Jersey, correct?
Yep. Thank you, Andy. I you know, if it helps, that would be absolutely wonderful. But people, lock up your pretty birds. Don't let crazy people on your farm. And I just can't even imagine. So now people are calling me every day for peacocks, and I'm like, sorry, you can't look. I can't. I'm going to, you know, have them ready for you in the front yard. I just can't allow anybody else to see. And it's such a shame because, you know what, I was really proud of my babies, and they would come out here and just awe at how beautiful they were. But now
somebody in the chat room, Love for Poultry, she's her and her family kind of run the Georgia youth programs for APA and ABA, and she put in here, and of course I'm not a big fan of this for anything because we all know what it leads to, but she put in there something about microchipping our show chickens like they do cats and dogs now. And, of course,
I already looked into that, and what happens is they are so thin-skinned they get infections and it comes out. The only way to secure your birds is wing-tag day-old chicks. I already called the state about that. And that is the only way because they have to tear the bird up and there'll be damage to the wing in order to take that off. So they couldn't be shown. It would be an injured bird. You know, it would actually drop its wing once that gets taken off. So, because it's in the meat of the bird. You know, it's terrible. And then, so there's really no way other than, you know, doing those wing tags. But the chicks have to be done the day they're born.
Right. Thanks for sharing that. That answered a lot of questions in our chat room. And we've got your website posted. And so hopefully everybody can send you some encouraging emails to you, and anybody in the New Jersey area will keep an eye out, of course. And I think it's one reason we wanted to have you on so you could share your story. Like you said, as always, try to educate folks that, you know, we may see more of this starting just because of the increase in backyard poultry, the shows, and,
right.
and now people can maybe go to these shows on Craigslist, unload them, make some money from all of your hard work, which is
right.
unfortunate. So I wanted to just let people know that, yes, this is happening, and this is a perfect example, and to just be on the lookout. Make sure you're secure. Overlook and see what kind of security measures you have, whether you're in an urban area or a rural area.
Right.
So, yep, I completely agree.
Thank
well, Linda,
you,
thank you very much for being on, and do keep me posted via email if you have any type of developments at all, any type of description, anything like that, that we can get out and post.
Super. Thank you so much. And if people look at the photo gallery, they can see in the splash group how beautiful the hens were. The whites were just really gorgeous also. And I didn't have any of my, except in the chick portion of my little partridge girl who I loved. She was my favorite baby. And now she's about six and a half, seven months old, and her foot feathering is 7 inches. She is the most beautiful little thing. And she just talks to you. She'll jump up. I mean, she's a rip. She would follow me all around the farm. She's just beautiful. So, you know, they could kind of see. She's remarkable. She's not like, you know, she's a really different-looking partridge. So if anybody, you know, can help me, it would just be wonderful.
Absolutely. We'll do our best, that's for sure. And Linda, thank you so much. And I'd say have a great weekend, but do what you can.
Thank you very much, Andy. And
thank you.
Thanks, hon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Spring will be here before you know it, and you need to be prepared before you bring home those new chickens. If a new coop is on your list, then look no further than Creative Coops. The first of its kind, made of interchangeable components, a Creative Coops chicken coop allows you to expand the hen house, expand the pen, and even make it a tractor by adding wheels. Start with 2 or 3 chickens, and then expand to 8. Once you purchase a Creative Coops chicken coop, you won't need to buy another. Visit them online at creativecoops.com. That's creativecoops.com. Have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in just any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends and neighbors with your very own custom labeled egg carton from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com and save 10% off your entire order by using the coupon code WHISPER. One of the biggest responsibilities we have as backyard poultry owners is to keep our flocks safe from predators. Sometimes this is easier said than done. Until now, costing only pennies per day to operate, Night Guard Solar is completely weatherproof and will provide complete predator protection for years to come, using daylight or sunlight to power itself. Order your Night Guard Solar lights today at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com. McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery. Night Guard Solar would like to extend a special introductory offer to all the Chicken Whisperer listeners. Get 4 Night Guard Solar lights for just $100 plus shipping. That's a savings of $20. All you have to do is mention the coupon code WHISPER when you call an order. Take advantage of this great special right now by calling 1-800-328-6647. That's 1-800-328-6647. Or visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com. Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603.
Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
Alrighty, folks, thank you very much for staying with us today on this fun Friday. I know that, you know, we have special guests throughout the week, so when I heard about Linda's story, even though it really doesn't make for a fun Friday, I really wanted to make sure that she would get on and be able to share her story and with us. So, and I think it would be a good learning experience for us to know that this stuff is going on, especially when people are seeing that they can get these birds, go to these shows, sell them on Craigslist, make some money out of it, and they're seeing this grow. We may see actually even more of this, unfortunately. So it's one reason why I wanted to do this, so people could be aware that it's happening, and check out and investigate kind of their own security and see what's going on with your own chickens, because we probably, unfortunately, see an increase in this over this year as the backyard population gets more and more popular and prevalent over the country. So just wanted to share that story with you. And so visit her website and send her a nice, pleasant email. Lift her spirits up this weekend. I want to thank you very much for listening today. And but look at there, Gray Artist has a little baby chick on her webcam. Thank you very much for sharing that. She must not be at work today. So so again, thank you for all of our sponsors. We couldn't do the radio show without you. Thanks to my co-host Pat Foreman. She couldn't join us today. She'll be back on Monday. She may be even calling in tomorrow, she said. So I want to remind you, folks, I know if you're on the West Coast, it's a little bit early, but tomorrow we will be broadcasting live right here at Blog Talk Radio, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting live at the Roswell, Georgia Garden Fair. The Master Gardeners of Atlanta put it on every year, hopefully having a good crowd. Hopefully they'll even come out, even though there may be a little bad weather forecast. I will be there. So tune in tomorrow right here on Blog Talk Radio, 9 a.m. special on-site Saturday show. And I do hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. If you're kind of in the southeast region, bunker down the hatches. Storms may be coming your way. We'll keep you in our thoughts and prayers. I'm going to try to get my crops in the ground over the weekend before the rain gets here. And again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for listening and allowing me to do what I love to do every day, and that's come into your computers and your homes and your workplaces and talk about a passion that I love, backyard poultry and living a self-sustaining lifestyle. So have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you tomorrow at 9 a.m. and then Monday, again, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great weekend, folks. Bye.